So this is going to be, or this is, a bonus episode of the podcast, something a little different that we're doing, and we'll explain here in just a second.
Unscripted.
Unshackled.
Uncouth.
What you're about to hear is for mature ears only.
It's Miguel Fuller.
I would show anything. I'd show my hee-hee and my hoo-hoo and my ha-ha.
Holly O'Connor.
Hey, Daddy, you want to take this to the bedroom?
And Scotty the Body.
I am officially not only the grill daddy, but I'm a hot grill daddy.
Oh, wow.
It's the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
Only from Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hit music.
So if you are a regular listener to the podcast, I feel like the past 2 weeks, Holly and I have had to sort of tap dance and lie a little bit and just try to avoid.
I don't know if we lied. I think we just glossed over.
Glossed over. What was going on? You noticed that Scott was out for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
On the show and on the podcast. And he was dealing with some family stuff, and it wasn't our place to sort of, you know, say what was going on.
No, that's all Scott's decision, obviously.
Exactly. Absolutely. And so he came back Monday, and we talked about this morning on the broadcast show. But do you want to share what's been going on, Scott?
Yeah, I could talk a little bit about it. And if you've listened to a couple of the podcasts, I've talked a lot about this journey. For a couple months now, my mom has been back and forth, in and out of the hospital, dealing with just a number of issues. And the number one issue was that she needed a liver transplant. And it was just, you know, some days were good, some months were good. And then it just started to get really, really rough toward the last couple months. And I went to just visit around my birthday just because I wanted to spend time over there. And during that visit, she got really sick and some complications came up, and pretty much just her body just couldn't fight anymore. And she did pass. And as soon as that happened, you know, the family came in, and I've just been processing. I've been going back and forth with my family. I stayed with my dad for a while we figure out life and get everything together. And it's been a lot, but you know, the one thing I do want to say is, like, you know, my mom is no longer sick. She's at peace. And I know that she's looking down on me up in heaven and alongside every step that I take.
I find in these sort of situations, like, as a human, I naturally want to say something that's going to try to make you feel better.
Yeah, that's sort of the human way.
It is, but there's nothing to say. So what do you say to people that want to reach out and they want to comfort you, want to say something positive? Or do you even know the answer to that question? Because you may not.
I like the fact that we're on the podcast, because the biggest thing right now for me is that I am so far from even processing this entire thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, just to be completely honest, it doesn't feel real. I feel like I'm going to wake up tomorrow and be like, holy crap, I don't know what just happened. I think the best thing people could do is, one, just spread positivity. If you do want to message me, that is fine. Like, message me, but I don't want people, like, in any way to feel, I guess, sorry for me. I want, and if you're going to message me, like, tell me, you know, that you're grateful for something that you have in your life, or, you know, something that just brings a smile to your face, or one of the lessons or a story that you've had that could put a smile on my face. Because, you know, I put it on my Instagram @ScottTavlin, and I wrote a long thing about it. And the biggest thing, like, my mom would not want me to have my head down going about life any different than what I was doing before. The thing that always brought a smile to her face was the fact that I put a smile on other people's face. She wanted to be that positive influence for me to allow me to go off and do the things that I'm doing now. And that's not going to change. I when it does get tough, because, you know, it's like waves. It's constantly, you know, I'm up and then I'm down. And, you know, what keeps me going is, like, my mom wouldn't want me just going through sorrow in this whole moment. She wouldn't want me being sad. She would want me continuing on doing the things. And so I guess the message would just be, like, yeah, you can message me. I'm more than open to messages. Understand that it might take me some time to get to all of them.
Well, I was going to say, too, Miguel and I briefly talked, and this was all my thing. I was like, when Scott gets back, do we want to tell people not to message him for a while? Because I also know that even though it's with a loving, positive message that the M&H fam would reach out to you, as someone who's gone through things, sometimes even the messages can be too much.
Yeah.
Just seeing an inundation of messages that you suddenly realize you have to go through. I mean, Miguel, you actually went through it on a completely different end of the spectrum with the engagement.
Right.
It can be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So not to say that you don't want people to reach out, but also maybe just set some expectations or limitations to say, okay, message me, but then also know that you're not under any kind of obligation to message back.
Yeah.
Especially while you're processing, and it could take however long you need to process.
There's no time.
Yeah, and I mean that's why I put it on my Instagram. I was like, say comment if you, because I know people wanted to comment. It's like, tell me something that's good in your life. Like, I want to see those positive. So that's what I need. I need that positive thing that's happening in your life. And then, you know, one of the things I talked about is like my mom's like, she loved candy. Like, we go in the house now and there's like bags. I literally had to bring a bag back over here because my dad's like, I don't know what to do with all this candy. We're handing some out during Halloween. It's like, tell me your favorite candy, because that stuff literally, I was going through the comments. I read through every single one and I was like, that it just brought me so much joy to see people like spreading that good energy.
Yeah.
And then telling me a favorite candy. Like that kind of stuff, that makes me feel good. Because right, it is a lot. It's every moment is a lot. But to see the other good things that are happening in your life, that makes me feel better. So if you do want to reach out, like absolutely, please reach out. Understand the expectation is I might not get to it because, you know, there's only so much I want to sit on my phone and go through all
and,
that.
Right. And sometimes deal because people this has probably happened to you, Miguel. Like, people will reach out to me or you, and I don't know if this has happened, but they'll be like, I just heard about Scott. Let me tell you my story.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm like, again, I appreciate that because also that's something cathartic for you to get off your chest. But don't do it to Scott. Like, that's not, even though you're trying to help, it's like a long story with like maybe even a positive outcome might not be the best thing for this moment.
Right.
Yeah. And again, I might just not reply in that moment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe down the line I will. And that's my biggest expectation right now is like, I might see it, I might open it, I might never respond, but know that I definitely looked at it at one point.
Right.
And no matter what, it means something, I'm taking it in. And that's just like all the comments. Like, I'm not going to respond to everyone, but I have read every single comment and I took a moment to reflect on it. Like, those things matter. So it's just going to be a long process. And I know it is going
to
be.
If I'm asking something that you're just like, I'm not ready to talk about, feel free to say bleep off. How is your dad?
I think we're all rough. Like, right. I guess the easiest word to say is like, it's just so hard because you every bit of your life, you know, it's, you never know when something's going to trigger you. Like when, you know, getting ready while I was in Vero and putting things together, it's like, you would see I went through hundreds of pictures, but I see the one picture and it's like,
yeah,
oh my God. And it's back and forth because right now I feel, and I've told my dad this, I told my brother this, I just feel like I'm being hugged from this, I don't know what it is, from like the spirit. I really do. Like, I'm being supported, and that's why I'm able to even speak right now is because I feel this strength behind me. And as I just texted my brother a couple minutes ago, I was like, it just feels like mom is right there and she's holding me and she's telling me to stand strong and be there. Be who you are. That's what I would want. And that's what my brother and my dad and I remind each other, because we'll be, you know, all of a sudden just in tears. And it's like, we remind each other that like, mom wouldn't want this. Like, she would want us to live our fullest and remember the good times with her. And it's back and forth. I'll probably be, you know, like, I guess it'll be the podcast fam and I guess a little bit off air, but it's like, I'll probably be going back and forth a ton because the thought of like that whole house empty, like that breaks my heart. Like, it is weird in this moment to see how sad everything is and how tough. And there's a lot of stuff to go through and there's a lot of things to do now that this has happened.
Well, what we wanted to do, if there's any more memories that you wanted to share, we had your mom a year ago, last summer in 2019. She was here in Tampa for...
Yeah, she actually just made a random trip and stayed at my apartment in over by USF because my roommate just moved out. So I was like, Mom, come over to the apartment. Sleep, sleep in Logan's room. It's fine. And it was awesome. And she got to come over to the actual studio, see what I do. And then she walked in and did the podcast with us.
So what we're going to do is play that podcast that your mom was on, because you can just tell, as I was listening back to it, there's so much pride that she has with just seeing you do your thing. And it was just really cool to listen back to some of it.
Yeah, I've wanted to find this podcast for a while. It that kind of scares me a little bit, like, to listen to it now. Right. But eventually I do want to, you know, look back on it, because even if I watch videos with her, it's like, it's just, it's so nice to hear a voice. Oof, there it goes. Because it's like those little things that you miss. And, I mean, I love this podcast because it, like, exemplified exactly who she is. And one of the things that it's like I love most, she was the one that was like, hell yeah, like, go do it. Like, if you have something you love, like, go do it. You get this one shot. Please, if it makes you happy, do it. And this podcast is exactly that. And so it means the world to me.
Welcome to Miguel and Holly Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Miss Holly O'Connor.
Hi.
That is associate producer Scotty the Body from USF.
Hello.
And we have Scotty the Body's mom, Miss Debbie Dablin, in studio.
Good morning.
Yes. Yay. Oh, thank you so much for joining us.
God.
We weren't planning on this.
No.
This was just sort of like you. So your mom is here because you live in Vero Beach across the state.
Yes.
Or that's where you're from, and that's where you live, Miss Debbie.
I do.
And so she's here just for the weekend, or?
Yeah, for a couple days. I guess just visiting. You had a couple days off, so you decided to come over.
I was moving in with all my clothes.
No, for real, though. Like, bags on bags on bags for like 2 days.
Girls got to be ready.
Yes. That is a fact.
I love it. Well, I was like, well, we need to do a quick little uncensored podcast here to talk to Miss Scotty the Body's mother and get the truth and some stories from back in the day when Mr. Scotty the Body was growing up. First off, I think the question that most people have is, as a parent that knows that your son wanted to go into radio, how did you feel about that?
Actually, I'm a communications major myself, so I went through advertising and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
When he went to college, that was not what he was going for. He just found his way, and you guys have guided him that way, and it's awesome.
Now, when you say awesome, now, let's sort of run down the list of things that you have probably seen him do. Scott, can you run down the list of some of the things that we've made you do?
Okay, so I mean, I've been here for a little over a year now, so let's start. So I first started when I was on the side of the road in my underwear holding a sign.
I'm so happy about that.
Yeah. Well, that was just the start. So that was to get the vote for the best morning show.
Uh-huh.
And then I also ended up running on a treadmill in my underwear. While we had the treadmill in the studio,
I think there's going to be a recurring theme.
It's a lot of that so far. Yeah. I've had to also get licked by dogs in my underwear.
Yeah.
Oh,
while that was going on, I've also had to show up at Franklin Manor for the blown off ball in my underwear as well.
Stop. You know, I feel like the equal opportunity employment people are going to be like. You know, because it's all fine and dandy when it's like one thing like every couple months. And then when you just list it all in a row, I'm sorry.
Okay, wait a minute. It hasn't all been naked. You also got thrown in the face with pies at your graduation.
Disgusting pies with meat in it and tomato.
Oh, those were the worst.
Yes, and that was producer Ryan, our departed producer Ryan, who did that
Life,
one.
Not from Life, by the way.
Yes, just from the show.
He's doing just fine. He's making a lot of money doing his thing.
Okay.
So you see your son go from, I'm starting in radio. I'm working in promotion in the street team with this radio station in Tampa Bay. And then you start seeing all this on social media. What has your reaction has been to all this?
Be honest, because I hear about it when I go home.
No, please do.
Yeah, please be honest.
This is Scott. That has been Scott since he's a little kid. He's got to do what he's got to do. Didn't care for the things where you had a trip in the traffic and fall down. I was thinking somebody's going to run over you. Okay, maybe an insurance policy I should be taking out or something. You know, let's make some money off this child. But no, he's been great. I mean, he's awesome. I listen to y'all, you know, on my little road trips back and forth to work and stuff like that.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Now, have you gotten any phone calls or messages from other family members that have been like, what is Scott doing naked online all the time?
His nana.
Oh, no.
Not really happy about that.
Yeah.
What in the heck? Oh, you better tell that boy I'm lying. Huh? No, not my life.
Yeah.
That's his. He's going to be 23 years old. He can do what he wants to do. So,
you know, that's so fascinating because what we always tell people when they're like, y'all are such a bully to Scott. And it's like, wait. Holly and I have had to go through all of this before, and so we've had to go through explaining to our parents, you know, what our job entailed. Like, Holly, what all have you had to do?
Well, notably, when I was getting married back in the day, I had to I had to wear that damn snowman costume for a week. So I recently had to wear a purple morph suit for a week, and it was hot and gross. But then the year that I was getting married, I had to wear that snowman suit to Ohio to my bridal shower.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I did make an agreement. I was like, I can't wear this in the airport. I will be detained. And so they let me not wear it in the airport, and then I, like, wore it during part of the wedding, the shower, and then I did take it off from a little bit of it. But I was like, this is my wedding shower, people. So that was good. And then I've had to do a lot of random stuff. Like, Miguel, you and I had to sing out in public to see if the movie cliches were myths or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to also wear the graduation gown out in public. Mm-hmm. And I had to, a lot of it is wearing stuff.
Yes.
I had to do the show several times in my bikini.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we campaigned for me to be one of the hottest females in radio. Like, there's just a lot that happens with this job that you can't really explain to your family, or maybe you just don't tell them.
No, they find out now on social media as soon as it happens.
And
then you get a call about it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What?
Remember when I had to, like, moan on the phone to my brother?
Oh,
my God. So don't act like I have not done my fair share. Oh, that was so uncomfortable.
That's just wrong. I'm sorry.
It was awful.
Oh my gosh.
It was awful. I forgot. I think I actually, like, you know, took that out of my memory because it's so terrible.
Yeah, no, I remember that. That was and then I think we filmed it too.
Yeah.
So there is a video somewhere of Holly talking to her brother and then having to moan on the phone.
Speaking of videos, the one time I had to pee standing up like a guy and do a video.
Wait, what?
And that video is still on YouTube, and I do believe it's almost at 1 million views.
Wait, oh my God. What?
I wish I would get money from things like this.
Seriously.
It's all of the pervert people in the comments, though. So I rode a horse once. I mean, you know what? We do things.
It's part of the process.
I know Miguel's done a crap ton of stuff.
Oh, my gosh. I have been naked on a billboard before for losing a competition.
Yeah.
I have been in all sorts of undress. One time we played a game. I think this was probably the most humiliating thing I've ever done is we did a Guess Miguel's Bank Account I was Scott's age. And so it was like after every weekend, it'd be like, how much money does Miguel not have? And then people would get prizes. And then we would call and check the balance. And it'd be like, Miguel has -$5 in his account.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like really single for a long time. And I was like, you know, I'm just really never going to be in a relationship. So we feel you. So I feel like we put Scott through the test just to see how far he'll go. Because that's part of the job, is that you got to be willing to do anything.
This is such a weird job, by the way. I was just thinking of all this shit that we've done.
Yes.
And we're like, remember the time I was naked out of nowhere? Like, that's part of our job. Like, we went to school for this. Anyway, it's just weird.
That's the crazy part.
Yeah.
Now, since Scott has left for college from Vero Beach to go to USF, and he's met the beautiful Mary that we have just fallen for. She's so amazing. How have you been with that relationship as they've been, you know, charting that course while in college?
It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I will take Mary. You can have Scott.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Oh, honey, I love you more than anything. You know that.
Oh.
I know. Mary is an exceptional person, and I wish her all the best in what she's going to go do in the future.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. They're both amazing.
Yeah.
They both are, you know, following their dreams, which I really admire as a young person. It's really tough to do that when you, you know.
Most definitely.
Not quite sure where you're going.
Yeah.
It's tough.
So, yeah.
How do you feel about, like, what's about to happen between, you know, Mary going to Virginia for dental school and then Scott's here working with us? What's sort of been your advice to Scott and your sort of thoughts around that? Because that's a huge thing that they're about to embark on, a journey.
They are going to take a journey, and I hope that they follow their dreams and do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, in my heart, I hope they end up together, but if something happens in the meantime, you know, it's going to be what they have to do.
Right.
It's, I have no advice. I'm just going to say, go for your own dreams. Mm-hmm. Do what you're doing. Mary, go for your dreams. Do what you're doing. And, you know, hopefully everything winds up okay, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Right. It's such an interesting situation to watch, because when we first met Scott and I didn't know Mary at all, and just sort of on the surface, just seeing the situation, I'm one of those people that I'm honest to a fault. And I was like, I'm worried, you know, because when you leave college, you go through so many ups and downs, and especially doing it long distance. And what I always tell friends is, when you are about to embark on something like that, what's the end game? And in this sort of situation, you don't know, you know, because she's going to be gone for what, 4 years?
4 years at least.
4 years at least. And so what happens after that? But after seeing the two of them together and getting to know Mary a little bit, like, I have no doubt that it'll go to the distance. But I just, my heart hurts for what you all have to go through, because it's going to be so hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm preparing myself. We have those conversations now of, like, it's getting closer. Like, at this point, it's like, it's here. Like, there's no, like, hiding it. We don't have to put it off anymore. Like, it's now happening. So we better get good at our communication through our phone and our FaceTime and everything like that. Like, even me getting better at texting on a day-to-day with what's going on and updates, because that's something I haven't had to do in 3 years.
Yeah. Right.
Because we've been together for so long and always hanging out. I mean, when we talk, it's like, you're my best friend. We hang out all the time. Now we have to figure it out when we're on two different routes in two different states, like, just figuring out our life in our early 20s. And it's going to be extremely difficult. But I also do think that this is the best thing. If we're going to make it work, this is what we need at this moment, is to just go full out on our dreams, and then we'll come together at the end if it's meant to be like that.
Yeah, yeah. I agree, because it is tough. And it's like one of those things that you can't really fully prepare for.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, as the weeks go by, you know, when she actually does leave and then, you know, you're here, I feel like we have to kind of, like, check in with you. Like, Miguel, I feel like it's our job to, like, be the barometer for, like, all right, well, you say you're okay.
Right.
But, like, how are you doing, really?
Seriously.
Because,
like, how are
gonna
you?
It's going to suck for a little bit. And you know this, but we don't know how it's going to impact you. Maybe it won't be as bad as you think. Maybe it'll be worse than you think it is. We don't know until it happens. So, we got you.
Yeah.
I mean,
for sure, I'm going to say it's fine. Like, I think I know how I am. Even when, like, my girlfriend and I talk and, like, I start to break down a little bit, it's like I tell her, even that moment, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. That's just what I'm going to do. That's just my wall being up, like, constantly. And I know just how I'm feeling now with it being so close, that it's like, it's going to just suck. And we both kind of know it, and we're embracing it right now. And I think at the beginning, like, I was even on the phone with my dad the other day. I was like, I'm just going to be a wreck. Like, that's just what's going to happen. As soon as it happens, I know I'm going to fall apart, because I'm not going to know what to do with myself on a day-to-day basis. I'm going to get done with work. I'm going to do some more work. And then it's like, okay, I can only work so many hours.
Right.
What do I do in those other hours?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And then my whole world's just going to flip upside down.
Yeah.
So as a parent, do we call you Debbie, Scott's mom, Miss Tavlin?
Please call me Debbie.
Debbie.
Yeah. Don't call me mom. Okay.
Okay. That's good. Debbie works.
So, like, how does that feel as a parent, like, to see that your child's about to go through something, like, really gut-wrenching?
It hurts. It's not something I haven't thought about at 3:00 in the morning when I wake up. And I go through my children all the time. You always will. I mean, I don't care how old they are. You're still a child to me.
Right.
So, yeah, it hurts. But I think the two of them are so very connected and so in touch with each other. I think they have the fortitude and the ability to, you know, bring the strength together, do what they have to do, get through this. And believe it or not, 4 years goes really fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does.
I'm 56 years old. Believe me, my 30s, that was a whole decade. Wham.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It just keeps going faster.
My kids went from here to here. Okay?
Right. It's so true. Yeah. Yeah. Now, how long have you and your husband been together?
30 years.
Yeah. Yikes, I didn't know that.
Wow.
Seriously?
Well, I didn't realize it's been that long. I guess I forget my own age, yeah.
Did you forget we were old? Yeah. Old people?
It happens.
So what advice would you give to couples that are sort of embarking on the journey of being together? I mean, after 30 years, you know, I'm sure there's some wisdom that you have gleaned.
Patience. Tolerance.
Yeah.
Communication. And sometimes just laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's going to make you crazy.
Yeah.
And you're going to roll your eyes, but then turn around and just laugh.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It's all fun. Life is, you're here one time and you got to do it. We had a lot of fun in San Francisco. There's a lot of times I wanted to push him off a cliff, but
don't do that.
I adore my husband. I really do. So
now, how do you get through those moments of, you know, after 30 years? I'm sure you've had some times where, you know, you look at the person that you've built this life with and you're like, I could literally strangle you right now in this moment. But then you overcome it and you're like, okay, I love you. How do you work through those moments, or how have you in the past? Like when you have those moments of, I want to strangle you, and then you're like, wait, I need to remember this.
Go to my Zen place.
Yes. Yeah, how do you work through it?
You just remember. You remember all the really good things that have happened in the past.
Mm.
I remember him with the children. I remember, you know, him taking me somewhere, or, you know, coming up with a flower or something silly or some stupid comment that he makes that just makes me laugh, you know.
Right.
You just go back. You go back to places and you get through it.
Yeah.
You just, this is this moment, and yeah, you're pissing me off right now.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to move to the next moment, and next thing, you know, you'll make me laugh because you're going to walk into a lamppost or something while we're walking down San Francisco Street. You know,
right.
Whatever.
Right.
So.
Wow.
But, you know, life is what it is.
Yeah.
You have to appreciate it.
That's incredible.
Every second.
I love chatting with people that have been in relationships that long, because, I mean, I'm about to be at year two with my relationship,
yeah.
And it's like I'm discovering so many. This is the longest relationship I've been in, so I'm reaching some milestones in it. And so I just find it so fascinating how, because what's that thing we used to always say, Holly, or that we still say about, you have to get to know each other every day?
Every day. You do.
Right.
Because it's like people change on a day-to-day basis. And my ex-husband didn't really get that. And I mean, that's fine. But if for me, I was like, we can't even get that piece of advice together, because just your daily interactions, they change you a little bit. Not
right.
like your whole person, but then maybe you get a new outlook or whatever
right.
for that day, or you got some good advice that day. And so when I was like, well, we're not learning about each other every day.
Mm.
He's like, what are you talking about? I'm the same person I was when you met me. I don't even know what you're talking about. And I was like, I know. But like, that's why I feel like it is so important to ask the questions on a daily basis, or if you can't do it daily, you know, as often as you can,
mm-hmm.
to figure out, are we still on the same page? Like, what is new about you today?
Yeah.
What is different about you? So I agree. It's a tough course.
It is. It's an interesting life that you have to build, and that you have to continue to get to know mm-hmm. one another as you go along. So I'm curious, though, about Scott as a child.
I was an amazing child. I had good grades. I played
right.
well in sports.
Right. How was Scott really as a child?
Actually, you see that smile?
Mm-hmm.
He used to wake up with that in the crib.
Mm.
Stand up and smile.
Oh.
But.
Oh. Here we go.
Go ahead.
Do you want me to really say it?
Yeah, go ahead. It's my life.
Scott likes his cowboy boots and his cowboy hat.
Oh.
That was it.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, God.
What? Wait. Okay, I need some explanation.
What is this?
Oh, God. I'm going to get messages. Oh, God.
This is a little 2-year-old. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. He just didn't like clothes.
So I'm dealing with that with my kid right now. I need to hear this.
He'd wear his boots. He'd wear his hat. And he'd walk through the house. And I'd have to go get him and put his clothes back on.
Oh, my gosh. That is fantastic.
Sometimes I still do it on a Friday night. It's just sometimes.
I know.
So.
It's very comfortable.
Got to get the cowboy hat.
God bless you, Mary. Okay.
That is hilarious.
Wow.
No. He was a wonderful kid. He was just a happy kid.
Did he ever go through a phase where he was just not, like, just bubbly and sunny? Because I feel like you have to at least have some down points.
No, he did. He had all the hair on his face, and he was mean. And but I mean, he's always been assertive and a go-getter kind of thing. I mean, he was in a band. He was in the sports, and he was football, and we tried everything, and I spent a lot of money doing it.
Very thankful.
Lacrosse and everything else, and
wow.
So, no, he was really pretty good kid. Both my kids were really pretty good.
Proudest moment where you felt like, okay, I did a good job with this man.
Graduation.
Mm.
That was just a month ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Absolutely.
And what was that like watching him walk across the stage?
Well, it kind of went pretty quick. Yeah. I almost missed it. So.
They do go really fast.
They do.
They did kind of craziness. And right. I was like, oh, there it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does it feel like? It feels wonderful. Mm. It felt wonderful when he came home and he was in one academic place, and then he says, I got to change this. This is not me. I said, no, it's not you. So change it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Don't let me influence you. Don't let yourself influence you to, I guess, have to, stay on this one path when your desire is somewhere else. And that's when he changed up, and that's when he got here. I met all you. And, I mean, told me about his internship here, and I was like, okay. Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's phenomenal. So
it's good.
Now, what career was that you wanted to go into when you first got to college, Scott?
When I first got in, I wanted to go into physical therapy. That was the first route because of all my sports background. I wanted to go in there, and I thought, I love working out. I love that side of it. And I was like, maybe I could go help people through this. Because I think my bigger goal is I just love to make people's day that much better.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the route I wanted to do it.
Mm. And so what made you change up your major?
I mean, there's a couple things. When I was first, I was just struggling. Like when I first got into college, like I was going through the courses and I noticed I did not enjoy any of it. And I was doing like chemistry and I was like, this is just so boring. Yeah, I'm just going through and my grades are just slowly every semester just get worse and worse and worse. And I also got involved in the school. My first step involvement was orientation. I was an orientation leader where I'm like running around on stage and pumping the crowd up. And I just loved having the mic in my hand. And I was like, I need to do something that's more this route. I love entertaining. That's my true passion lies in. I can't do this. And after a conversation with different teammates and everything, they're like, you should try this. And so I actually went to exercise science. Maybe I could be a coach in some route. And I was like, okay. And that was probably my worst semester because just different things in my life. And I was on a low and I was doing horribly with my grades. And that definitely wasn't the route. Until eventually somebody's like, why don't you do communications? That's more of your route of like, you like talking to people. You're very much that person.
Right.
You could do this. So I switched. I went into the radio station at college and I was like, this is exactly what I want to do. And that's when it clicked.
Yeah, it just feels like you're home. I know. That's how it was for me, too, because I didn't know what I wanted to do when I got to college. I mean, I had made a broad gesture of like, oh, I'm going to be in communications, but I didn't know if that was PR or mass communications or anything like that. But it's like radio people, you get this bug. Like you walk into a studio you get that mic and you're just like, how can I do this and make money out of it?
Right.
Like, how does this become a career?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I feel like it's like that for a large majority of radio people in some capacity.
Right. No, most definitely. So, Debbie, when he was first in college and said he wanted to go into physical therapy, like, did you sort of know in your heart of hearts that it probably wasn't the right course for him? Or were you just kind of like, all right, well, let's just go with it and see what happens? I love that knowing, like, mama knows best.
I didn't think that was going to be the route that he should have taken. But
Why was that?
Because he was more into the sports. He is wonderful with people. Always has been, that way. But I didn't think that was going to bring him to where he wanted to be.
Mm.
But I let him try it. And, you let things go. You kind of guide as much as you can and support.
Right.
That's all you can do with your kids.
Right.
You support them and let them, as long as they're good.
Which I was.
I feel like that would be one of the hardest parts for me being a parent is like when with all your experience and you know this human being, you've birthed them and you know them and then you see them going down a path and you're like, nope, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. But you can't say no because they've got to figure it out for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine what that must be like as you're watching it all unfold.
Oh, it's tough. I mean, you can say no, no, no when they're little, but as they grow into adulthood, it's like, okay, I got to tone it back a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's take it back a notch. Even now, I mean, he's 23. My other son's going to be 26. So I still have a mouth.
Well, that's a beauty of being a mother.
Believe me, I use it.
Yep.
But, you know, I try to let them do their own things. And, you know, I'm proud of both of them.
Yeah.
They're doing wonderful things. And to watch it evolve, and you'll see this, Holly, with your daughter, and how she changes and does different things.
I'm excited.
It's amazing. It's an amazing thing to see these little people develop their own personalities and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
That's so awesome.
Life, man.
Oh, well, thank you for chatting with us for a couple of minutes and coming on with us.
Yeah, thank you. Give us a little insight into Scott.
Yes.
A lot of insight, I think. Yeah. Sorry, Scott.
No. That's consequence. Damn it.
No, that was awesome. I loved it. Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. And have a fun time hanging out here with us while you're here in Tampa Bay.
It was wonderful meeting you guys.
Awesome. Scott, what's all your social media?
@ Scott Tavlin, SCOTTTAVLIN.
And Holly, what's yours?
Radio Holly on Instagram and Twitter. And you can find me on Facebook, Holly on Hot 101.5.
Debbie, do you want to give out any of your social media? Are you rocking the Instagram?
I follow y'all.
Okay. she knows how to figure it out.
I don't do anything else.
That's good.
Catch up with the previous episodes of the Miguel and Holly Uncensored podcast from Hot 101.5.
Just hit up the Hot 101.5 app, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Search Miguel and Holly Uncensored.